Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to one of the coolest mixes of music I've ever heard. Anything Goes with Lees Avery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Follies guest star, ancient but still adorable, Mr. John Davidson.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Let the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holidays.
Almost exactly a month from now, December 13th, I am going to turn 70 years old!
And I dare say, if you'd like to see the rest of this video of John Davidson, you can get there by visiting my website at anythinggoesradio.com and clicking on the picture of John's face. John Davidson, I'm sure you remember, from television. He starred in the Hallmark Hall of Fame version of The Fantastics, playing Matt, and we'll tell you he's returned to The Fantastics. He hosted That's Incredible, The New Hollywood Squares, $100,000 Pyramid, The Tonight Show, The John Davidson Daytime Talk Show, The Kraft Summer Music Hall, and various primetime specials with beauty pageants. Okay. And he also played Sally Field's husband in the television series The Girl with Something Extra. On Broadway, he played Bert Lahr's son in Foxy, and he received the Theater Guild Award for his portrayal of Curly in the New York City Center's revival of Oklahoma. And, well, we all remember him. Many of us, including me, had a crush on him. And he is alive and extremely well, according to this YouTube video that I've just been watching, and somewhere around 70 years old. We'll find out more about that. And John Davidson is appearing as Cervantes, a.k.a. Don Quixote, in Man of La Mancha, now through the 8th of July at the Ocean Professional Theater Company in residence at the Bengal Auditorium, 180 Bengal Boulevard in Barnegat, New Jersey. Tickets are available by calling the box office or on the website for the Ocean Professional Theater Company, and there's no internet ticketing fees. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Mr. John Davidson. Good morning, John Davidson.
Good morning, Lise. I got to tell you, I've never had such an extensive, overblown build-up introduction. Thank you very much.
Oh, pshaw.
I'm walking around New York City. I'm sitting in a cafe today at the corner of, you found me at the corner of 8th Avenue and, 46 and 9th.
Okay.
And my wife and I are looking for an apartment. I'm in Barnegat, New Jersey at the Ocean Professional Theater Company doing the Man of La Mancha for one more week there. It's a new theater company there in Barnegat, that's right near LBI, Long Beach Island. And, we have a fabulous production of La Mancha. And then, July 30th, I'm going back to the Fantastics, right there near Times Square. It's off Broadway, but it's on Broadway. I'm playing the old actor in The Fantastics, so it's an exciting time.
So now, where's that theater, John? Which theater is it?
The Fantastics is at the Snapple. It's called the Snapple.
Oh, sure.
Drink Center.
Uh-huh.
It's right across from Mamma Mia. It's at 51st and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful little theater.
That's a nice house, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations. So, what's that feel like, to come back from playing the young kid to the older man?
Yeah, I played the boy in The Fantastics, mm-hmm. As you said, in the Hallmark Hall of Fame 48 years ago. So everything comes full circle. And it's funny, I just saw an ad for Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen is a good friend who's going into the 54 Below, the new Studio 54 showroom.
Mm-hmm.
In July, and I guess so. We old guys are still working.
Yeah, well, we've spoken to Ben a couple of times here on Anything Goes, and seen him work, and He performed at Jazz at Lincoln Center as well, and with Liza Minnelli a couple of years back as well. So it's and people still love Ben, and people still love you, John Davidson. I mean, certainly, my heart is all a flutter. I watched your show so much.
Then you must have an old heart.
Well, it's an old soul anyway. That's all I'll admit to. But you really, you were almost ever present on television in the 70s and 80s. I mean, am I incorrect? I don't think I'm misremembering. You were on The Tonight Show how many times?
Yeah, I hosted The Tonight Show more than any other singer, I guess, when you know, Johnny Carson would take off a lot, and I had a good relationship with there, and so I did that a lot. That was really fun. I think my daytime talk show was the most fun because I had six guests every day, and I did that for 2 years. I took over for Mike Douglas during the daytime. But I think I've always enjoyed performing live. Live theater is where I started, and what's kept me alive all these years is that while you would see me on television hosting That's Incredible with Fran Tarkin and Kathy Lee Crosby and the Hollywood Squares and Tonight Show, we taped those shows so quickly that I'd then pull out, and the next week I'd be playing Harold Hill in The Music Man or doing Don Quixote somewhere in live theater. So I love performing live.
So the theater is still your favorite medium to reach out to people?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can, I think because it's the performer's medium. Of course, film is a director's medium. Television is all about commercials and stopping, making sure it's all about you. There's a tremendous time limitation. And so live, I mean, once the show is directed, the actor takes over, and you can make it happen every night. No matter what the director said, you make it work every night. And, of course, my Las Vegas show, my nightclub act, I still work on that and put in new songs all the time and new jokes. And the piece you played is a joke segment that I have. I wrote a song called 70s Sucks.
No, if you don't make it to 70, then 70
right.
Would be very cool.
Right. But so it has a whole joke segment about getting older, and I complain about being 70. Of course, I'm glad to be alive. But my live show is very funny, and I enjoy working on my live show because it's I guess my favorite role to play is the role of John Davidson. You know, when all is said and done.
Well, that makes good sense. Well, I mean, obviously you have been in show business for such a long time. It's because you're interested in sharing yourself with other people and feeling their energy and having them reach out to you. I get that completely. You've written a couple of books, John Davidson. Tell us about, you wrote The Art of the Singing Entertainer.
Yeah.
And an autobiographical play, The Boy Who Loved His Father. Tell me about that.
Well, the book, The Art of the Singing Entertainer, was used in a lot of theater arts programs. It's how to put together a live performance with song, and I had a singer summer camp where I developed this course of study and a book. I guess it's still available somewhere. And then the play I wrote about my relationship with my dad. I was one of four boys growing up. I had no sisters. And both my mother and my father were both ordained ministers. Baptist ministers, and I'm not religious at all. I have studied religion a lot and tried to become religious and try to accept what religion says, and I just don't buy it. So this play is a confrontation. I bring my father back as a ghost. We're now the same age. It's an amazing idea to be able to talk to your parents on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
I very much loved my father, and I knew he loved me, but he was not a very demonstrative. He was a stoic. He was a philosophical kind of a guy, and I really wasn't very close to him. And so, in this play, I get real close to him. I get in his face about religion and about loving people and about the problems with life. I had a brother who committed suicide, and it's it shows our family to be not as functional as I wanted it to be. And so it's a very strong play about my relationship with my father that was very therapeutic for me to write. It's been produced twice, and I hope to do it again. It's called The Boy Who Loved His Father.
Is it a one-man play, John, or is it two characters?
No, it's two people. So it's actually three people, a church secretary and another guy who plays my father. It was the Shakespearean actor Robert Armstrong plays my father, and I play myself. And it's a confrontational play and very, very strong. So I do enjoy writing. I've written a lot of songs and one play and one book, and I think it's all part of the self-expression thing. I was a very shy kid, and thank goodness for theater, the idea of role-playing, the idea of playing a role that we all do. You know, you're playing the role now of a talk show host, and I'm playing the role of someone who's being interviewed, and life is all about role-playing, and theater taught me that, so... thank goodness for theater arts in high school and colleges around.
Well, I think you just spoken of a secret that or something that doesn't occur to people. In fact, Johnny Carson said that he was shy. I am also very shy, and it's interesting that dichotomy of wanting to share yourself on stage and yet the offstage persona is different than that. And I think a lot of people who are not in show business don't understand how that dichotomy can exist in one human being.
Now, you meet a lot of people who are very gregarious and who are not shy, and they don't need to be on stage because they're on stage all the time. Whereas when I leave stage or when I'm with my kids, I have three kids, and with my wife, I'm a very quiet guy, and because I get it all done on stage.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with actor, singer, entertainer, and all-around heartthrob, John Davidson. Are you 70, 71 now, John?
I'll be 71 in December, yeah.
Mazel tov. Hey, you know, the footage, you still look pretty good, baby. You still look pretty good.
I still have my hair. Hair is the one thing my body can still produce.
I'm so not going to go. I understand that, and I'm so not going to go down that road. If you don't mind, John Davidson. Now, The Boy Who Loved His Father. That sounds like a very. I mean, I'm just thinking of my husband and how it would probably do him a lot of good to see that produced. Have you ever thought of performing that in New York City?
Well, I'd like to. It's always very hard to sell a play. You know, it's again at 70. It's hard to sell things to people. So I have a copy at my live shows. I sell my play and my book and my CDs and stuff. But it's hard to sell. I mean, how do you sell a play with John Davidson, who's older now, and you know, it's tough to sell things to people. I've had a wonderful career. But I would rather not. I'd rather have people come to see my show and just enjoy the show. But yeah, I would love to do the play again. It's very powerful, and a lot of guys wish that they could be closer to their father. And maybe daughters too. Says something about fathers, I guess. I've tried to be a very different father from my father in that I have two girls and a boy, and. I feel so much closer to my children than I did to my father. So maybe things get better.
Well, it's that just to me, from my perspective, it sounds like something that could create a lot of healing in a lot of people. So I personally encourage you to bring it to New York and let me know if you do.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to John Davidson, who is appearing right now as Don Quixote in Men of La Mancha through July 8th, so you want to get your tickets quickly. It's the Ocean Professional Theater Company in residence at the Bengal Auditorium in Barnegat, New Jersey. The box office number is 609-312-8306, 609-312-8306, and the website is oceantheater.org. To see a man that certainly most of us or many of us grew up with or had many wonderful memories about Mr. John Davidson, and to see a terrific musical. That's a heck of a good part, isn't it, John?
Yeah, Don Quixote is one of the greatest parts in musical theater. It's just I would compare it to Cole House Walker, the lead in Ragtime. It's that kind of a monumental role. It's a tour de force. I start out playing Cervantes, who wrote Man of La Mancha, and then I play a little country squire named Alonso Quijana, who has this dream to become a knight and to try to make the world a better place. And he becomes obsessed with it and becomes crazy with it. It's a little bit like the character that I play in The Fantastics in August. I'm off-Broadway, is because old Henry is demented and obsessed with being under the lights and being on stage. It's fun to play characters who have obsessions.
Mm-hmm.
Who are passionate to the point of dementia about a subject. Everyone should be so lucky. Whenever I get bored, it's because I've lost a passion for something. That's why I never want to retire. And I think for all of us, what you've got to do is to find something to be passionate about. And if you don't have that, you just shrivel up. I find some young people who can't find their passion. Something is blocking them from finding something to be passionate about. Anything. I mean, I'm looking at a pile of rubbish in the street here at the corner of 9th and 46th, and thinking, you know, to be passionate about cleaning up a pile of rubbish is enough and a tremendous mission. But if you don't have a mission, some kind of a mission, then you may as well just curl up and die, you know.
Well, hopefully we're all looking for that one thing or many things that stimulate us and take us from one day to the next and give us something to make our souls grow and our spirits grow. Tell us, John Davidson, now you were very, very present in the 70s and 80s, and then we haven't heard from you as much. Did you have any downtime that we... things that you would want to tell us about that happened? Obviously, you had three children, and you have a wife, which is wonderful. And were you living somewhere else in the country other than?
Yes. Well, when my last overexposure on television was when I hosted the Hollywood Squares. You know, Peter Marshall was the first host, and then I was the second host, and Tom Bergeron was the third host.
Right.
And for me, my center square was Joan Rivers when I hosted for 4 years from 86 to 90. And after that, I went to, I kind of ran away. I just thought, I want to be something more than just a game show host. I want to get back to live performing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I ran away for 9 months and cruised through the Panama Canal in my own boat. And
nice.
Had a great adventure. And then I went to Branson, Missouri. You've heard of Branson, Missouri.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of people were going there. A lot of my peers, Andy Williams, Tony Orlando, Wayne Newton, Bobby Vinton, Roy Clark, and Ray Stevens. We went to Branson to open our own theaters. I was there for 4 years and got back into my live performing, and that got me back into playing Las Vegas. And I guess people haven't seen me in a number of years because I've been performing live, but mm-hmm. I still do my show at least 2 weeks a month. So, and I still do one-nighters. The people that remember me from television, if I can find that audience, my one-nighters go very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking with some people about maybe playing Feinstein's here in New York City or going into 54 Below, as I said, where Ben Green is in July.
Uh-huh.
I guess the reason why people haven't heard very much from me is because I've been performing live, and it would be nice to be on television, but I don't tend to get those calls anymore. So that's the reality is that television is a young medium, and on these a lot of the shows there's a bunch of young people and only one grandpa or father.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of competition to be those grandpas on TV.
Sure.
But I think what's kept me alive is the fact that I'm a pitchfork and not a spear. Does that make sense? Some people are spears, like Johnny Mathis or Tony Bennett. They do one thing, and they do it very well. Tony Bennett is a spear. He's a great singer. He's not an actor. He's not a sitcom artist. He's not a whatever. He's a spear. I've always been a pitchfork. Lots of prongs, lots of points of attack, and because I do Broadway, Las Vegas, I do a sitcom, I turn around and do a Broadway musical, then I've done theater, and so I do so many things, that's what's kept me alive.
Well, speaking for myself, and I'm guessing for my audience, John Davidson, we're very happy to hear from you and to know that you are so well, and very interested to know that you will be playing Don Quixote just through July 8th at the Ocean Professional Theater Company in Barnegat, New Jersey. Tickets, you can get at the box office, 609-312-8306. The website is oceantheater.org, and look for John in the Fantastics at the Snapple Center. And that's in August, you said, John?
Yes, I open July 30th and the play through the 2nd of September, yeah.
Well, cool beans, John Davidson, and thank you so much. It's nice to it's nice to speak to you and hear the substance behind the wonderful dimples.
Thanks, Lise. All the best.
All right, good luck with you.
Congratulations on the show.
Thank you, and good luck with the apartment hunt. Anybody have an apartment to rent, let me know, and I'll let John know. Okay, enjoy your breakfast. Thanks so much, John Davidson.
I love New York. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. That was Mr. John Davidson. And nice to hear him. And if you do want to see the entirety of that video that I played at the top of the interview, which is really quite funny and lots of fun, and the actual John, maybe less than a year ago, you can go to anythinggoesradio.com and click on the picture of John's face. And we're going to give you the chance in this hour to win a copy of Carol Channing's DVD, Larger Than Life. So stick around. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Julie and Carol at Carnegie Hall, here on Anything Goes.
Let it go.
Mr. Bach, kazoo!
Oh, I couldn't stop it now.